You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, we're excited here on Finishing Well today because this title has got me intrigued, if nobody else. It's called God's Secure Act. Like, whoa, you know, you may know Congress just passed this Secure Act. And so literally, I'm sitting here with a financial planner and certified all sorts of stuff, Hans Scheil, who's the host of the show. You know, we were just talking, you and I, you know, what is God's Secure Act? You know, as we were talking about, you know, obviously the government wanted to shore up Social Security and Medicare and all these things, so they came up with a Secure Act. What did God
have? Let's talk about secure. So what does that stand for? Yeah. Setting every community up for retirement something, S-E-C-U-R. And, I mean, some of this sets communities up for retirement, some of it not so much. But it's the law now, and so we're talking about it. And what we're really talking about, we talked about it last week, we're going to talk about it this week and next week, is the effect of the Secure Act. And so what we're talking about this episode today is about how it eliminated the Secure Act passed by Congress, eliminated the stretch IRA for beneficiaries. So the effect that's going to have on our listeners is you need to rethink some of your estate planning. So coming up with a title of the show today, I'm going to put it back to you, Robbie.
Yeah. So, what does that look like for God? And you know, we began to talk to each other. What do you think God would want as far as us planning for our legacy or our footprint, you know, with our children? What would they want? And so I went back to the, you know, what did God have in mind for his children, Israel? And I found this in Leviticus 20:24, where it said, "But I said to you, you shall inherit." It was pretty clear. It wasn't like you might, you know, if you do good. It says, "You shall inherit their land, and I'll give unto you and possess." It's a land that flows with milk and honey. And as I think about my own kids, I mean, I realize Christ is our inheritance, and he's number one and all that stuff. But, I mean, practically speaking, I would love for my financial footprint for my family, and I know it was my father's desire, that they would, you know, essentially live in a land of milk and honey, that they would feel like they were well taken care of and well, you know, that's part of being a father.
Was that milk and honey and tax?
No, it was just milk and honey, no
tax.
Just
milk and honey.
But I know my dad, you know, that was a big deal to him, and I really want to learn from my dad. You know, I think that was a good value, that it to him— he wanted to leave that financial footprint for all of us. It was always on his heart. However, when I look at it now, he did leave the milk and honey, but there was tax involved because of the IRA.
Sure. It was for what he didn't know.
Right.
And, my gosh, this stuff is difficult to understand. And even going through the Secure Act is about a week ago, I sent Robbie, or 2 weeks ago, I sent him all the facts on the Secure Act, as written up by Ed Slott, and didn't give him a lot of explanation, and this is what we're going to talk about, and we'll divide this up over a few shows. This stuff is confusing, so to give your father a break here, for him to understand it at that level, he just knew what he wanted to leave.
Right.
He didn't really understand the ramifications.
Oh, I knew his heart was absolutely wonderful towards all of us, and lavish, you know? And I fully believe that God's that way, that he wants us to live a life that we're secure, that we know we're going to have what we need in order to carry out his purposes for our life. And I would really like my kids to know that same thing, that they'll have what they need to carry out God's purpose for their life. And part of that, I love what your dad did, you know, where he helped you with your education.
And oh, yeah. Well, and I have a desire to do that for my grandkids that are yet to come. And really doing that for my kids is to, I was fortunate enough in my 40s to really make some significant income from my job. And I think I was smart enough to know that if I didn't put that away somewhere, I was going to blow it all. And so I stuck a lot of it into 529 plans. So when I've gotten into my 50s and now my 60s and I'm still educating my kids, I've got a nice big tax-free bank account to do that from, and I'd like to set up my kids and grandkids in the same fashion, you know, really putting a value on education. I know what it's done for me.
And so the cool thing that I see is, you know, if you're listening to this show and God has provided for you, you know, somebody who would really like to see you take full advantage of leveraging the resources that you have to maximize the vision, you know, as Hans and I were talking, he said, well, you know, it's up to you what your values are. What do you value as far as how you want your inheritance to look like for your kids? It's up to me to then just, you know, process how it would be the most effective way to do that. And understanding the Secure Act is a part of that.
Yeah, until I know what you want to do and really why you want to do it and to get really close with you, I'm not going to try to put my values upon people and clients and you. I need to learn what your values are, and then I'm going to show you the most effective way that I know to do that. And so what we're talking about today is the next series of benefits or tax benefits or the opposite of tax benefits, taxes, that are coming with the Secure Act. And so, and we're talking about estate planning and life insurance today. And the Secure Act, which was just signed by the president and passed by Congress, it is now the law. It has eliminated the stretch IRA. And I'm sure most of you, you're kind of like, well, now that I've lost it, why don't you tell me what it is first?
Yeah, sounds like a stretch to me.
Yeah, and we really have a story in my book, which are a couple of folks, a brother and a sister, that I've known since I was a kid, and their father was our insurance agent of our family way back when. And when their mother passed away, she left two pretty sizable IRAs to both of them. And I did their financial planning and helped them with their inheritance. And the brother in the day, these folks are in my book, the brother in the thing, he basically used the money to start a business, which was real noble, but most of the money's gone. And he paid a whole bunch of taxes to get the money out of that inherited IRA because he really wanted to get at the principal to invest it in a business. And the daughter, the lady in the, she elected to use this stretch IRA that's now gone. It's protected for her because all the people before this act, for deaths that occurred prior to this, they're going to benefit by the old law. But she stretched the payments out and the taxes essentially over her whole lifetime. So by putting $600,000 into an inherited IRA and putting it into an annuity, she's guaranteed $30,000 a year for the rest of her life. And she was just 56 years old when her mother died, and she very well could live into her 90s, and that's going to be a substantial thing for her. And then she pays taxes each year based upon that $30,000 that's coming into her. Now, this new Secure Act has eliminated that as an option. So it's just, so any deaths from this point forward, if people leave, their children are the beneficiaries or some other beneficiary, their brother, sister, anybody that's not a spouse, is left the money in an IRA, you can no longer stretch that over your lifetime. You can, the whole thing needs to be emptied within a period of 10 years.
But it would seem to send us back to checking out the beneficiary on our IRAs. And you had mentioned that some people have a trust as the beneficiary of their IRA, and they really need to take a look at that because their plan is no longer, is that a,
Well, yeah, and most of those trusts, I mean, I go through training every year, and of course we use an attorney to set one of those up. But a trust is used to effectively force your kids to take advantage of the stretch, so that if the mother had set up a trust as the beneficiary, it's really her two kids, the son and the daughter, would still be the beneficiaries of the trust, but it would mandate the stretch. Okay, so that's really what the trusts do, is they only allow the kids to take what is the stretch out over the lifetime payments, and it's a way to manage money from the grave, essentially.
And so if you've got a trust as your beneficiary, it's time to review.
It's time to take a look at it, yeah, because this has had a big effect on inherited IRA money, unless it's from your spouse.
Which gets back to something you've told me actually many times now, that you feel like if one of your clients has given you their resources to manage, if they pass away with money in an IRA, a traditional IRA, you feel like you haven't met your obligation.
Yeah, it's significant money on that. And especially if they pass away late after I've been doing this for many years. I mean, if you've got somebody in an IRA and you're managing their money and they left their kids their beneficiary and they die 2 years later, there really isn't a lot of responsibility on my part for that. But point well taken is that an IRA, a traditional IRA, is not a very effective means of transferring wealth to the next generation. It's a very high tax way to do it.
In other words, it isn't usually going to be part of God's Secure Act. If you really are planning with what the possibilities would be with that particular resource, which when we come back, you know, in the second segment, we'll dig more into that. We want to let you know that you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, which we're talking about actually estate planning and life insurance. It's under the Life Insurance tab at cardinalguide.com. Of course, you can get that chapter for absolute free, F-R-E-E, free, if you just go to cardinalguide.com and click on that chapter, which again lines up with the book and the workbook, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is Hans, you know, book, that where he's just, you know, spreading the wealth, so to speak, of the knowledge that's available out there. So today's show, which is God's Secure Act, we'll be back in just a minute.
Thanks.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is God's Secure Act, which I do love that title. But, you know, Hans, I really think it would be a benefit to the listeners to hear, you know, my dad had, I think it was in the neighborhood of $400,000 in IRA money. That was a traditional IRA that actually went to my siblings, because he handled my inheritance a bit different than theirs. And so, as it were, when they got those, even if they chose to stretch, and I have a brother-in-law who's a CPA, and I'll bet you anything he did choose to stretch IRA, and he was able to do that because the Secure Act wouldn't have affected him, because my dad passed away in March. But yet, had you started instructing my dad about 10 years before, you know, you met him, What might you have been able to help him do?
Well, I mean, when we've got something like $400,000 sitting there, if we go to 10 years before, maybe if you give me a little license, maybe 15 years before, or
right,
20 years before, he would have been in his low 70s, okay? And it probably wasn't $400,000 then. Maybe it was only $300,000, or maybe it was $400,000 because he took minimum distributions. Let's just deal with $400,000. I mean, we could have sat down and written your dad a $400,000 life insurance policy that would have had a premium of about 20 grand a year, maybe 15 grand a year. I'm just pulling this out of my head. and you say, well, what in the world would he want with life insurance in his low 70s? Well, I mean, if the money's just sitting there in a taxable account, had he bought a $400,000 life insurance policy 15 years ago, he would have had that policy in force when he passed away, and then each one of your siblings would have gotten, there's three other siblings?
Or four? No, there's four.
Four. Okay, so each one of them would have gotten a $100,000 payment from the life insurance company. It would have come much quicker.
Oh, yeah.
And they would have had no tax implications because life insurance comes tax-free to the beneficiaries. So, I mean, no tax, nothing. Whereas they each got $100,000 and they had a choice to make. And they each could make different choices. If they wanted all the money right now, that whole $100,000 got added on to their other income for this year. So say they made 40 grand a year. Now their income went to 140 grand a year. The tax rates are much higher on 140 grand than they are on 40. But just for the sake of simplification, $30,000 or $35,000 of that $100,000 would have been gone in income taxes.
He would not only have been able to give them more money, which he did, I mean, which if he'd passed away, he would have had the $400,000, and sure that would have happened. Had he passed away earlier, it would have even been more because there had been all that other IRA money that hadn't been paid on the premiums of the life insurance.
Oh, sure, there'd be something left in the IRA, so they would have gotten both. But the whole principle is that an IRA is not really a very good vehicle to leave to your children, unless it's a Roth. Now, a Roth IRA is much better because if all $400,000 of that money would have been Roth, then they wouldn't owe any tax on their $100,000.
So this gets back to the, you know, the statement we made at the beginning of the show, actually, where I said, you know, that God wanted his children to inherit a land flowing with milk and honey, and you mentioned, but no tax. And again, we're not saying that taxes don't need to be paid and all that kind of thing, but it is a matter of maximizing your resources for the ability of your children, obviously, to have what they need to.
Had your dad done this life insurance thing 15 years ago, he would have had to pay taxes on that money coming out that he used to pay the life insurance premium. So you got to pay taxes on your IRA any way you shake it. It's just, are they going to be paid right now through a Roth conversion or for a distribution? Are they going to be paid out over time during your lifetime in smaller amounts? Or are they going to be borne by your children when they receive an inheritance? Okay. And so what we're talking about today is the SECURE Act, which just became law beginning of this year. And for any deaths that happen from now on, you're not going to be able to do this stretch out the tax thing. It's going to be the whole IRA, unless it's your spouse. If it's anybody other than your spouse as the beneficiary, they're going to have to empty that thing and pay the taxes within 10 years of your death.
So I'm thinking personally, you know, I got this friend, unfortunately, who is in a nursing home on Medicaid, and I watch him suffer every time I go visit him, and every time I see that, I go, oh man, I cannot picture my family having to put up with the guilt of me having to be in a place like that, and that whole picture. Sure. And so part of leaving my family, you know, milk and honey, is not leaving them with a whole bunch of guilt about how Dad was taken care of the last, you know, 10 years of her life, so I could do something similar rather than have a term life insurance policy, what you described. I could do one of these hybrids, right, where I could...
Oh, sure. I mean, and so if we go back to the example with your dad, and we got somebody that's in their early 70s today, and they've got a $400,000 IRA. The only reason we need the IRA is the example of taxes going to be paid by the beneficiaries at death, and we also need to come up with the premium for the life insurance. So, you know, in your dad's example, we would have had to pull out minimum distributions of about 16 grand a year anyhow. And all I'm suggesting is maybe we would pull out a little more, pay the tax, and then with what's left, put it into this life insurance policy that's going to be paid up in your late 80s, and it's going to have a $400,000 death benefit. And what you've just brought into the equation, most of the modern policies, we can put a long-term care rider on there that just basically allows you to access the $400,000 death benefit while you're still alive to pay for either home health care or an assisted living or to pay for your care.
We just take about my friend, you know, which I can't get off my mind, honestly, his kids, he's totally blind. And so, you know, and based on his other illnesses, there is no way in the world that his kids can manage his care. They can't. He's a big guy, and there's a lot of stuff going on within that family that makes that absolutely impossible. He didn't have long-term care insurance. Medicare doesn't pay for it. The only thing he got into is essentially this Medicaid nursing home.
For you, it's going to be different, because as long as you keep this life insurance policy in force, which by the time you get up there in the years, you can pay for this out of your Social Security check, okay? Because you're going to have an ongoing premium. As long as this thing stays in force, you're going to be able to get a check every month for a little piece of the death benefit.
Right,
every single month.
I just don't even want to think about what that family is taking on in the way of guilt over having their dad in that situation. And you know, his thought always was, my kids are going to take care of me. That's what so many would think. But there just comes a time where, and you've seen this movie a few times.
Well, it is. And it's just, so if we get back to the beneficiaries, and you used to be able to use the stretch IRA concept. That no longer is available. But frankly, not that many of the kids did it anyhow. Because when people inherit money at midlife, or late midlife, and just depending on how old you are or your kids are when you die, if they're the beneficiary, most of them just cash it in and they pay a huge tax bill. And my point is that can be avoided simply by using the Roth concept, a Roth conversion, or purchasing life insurance. And then what you added in is the life insurance can be added to it, a long-term care benefit that really just allows you to get at the death benefit while you're still alive. It's called a living benefit.
Right. And so from my standpoint, the cool thing is if I, you know, get taken out in the middle of the night, like is my hope, actually, I don't want to go into a long-term care situation anyway, you know, or something happens where I pass away immediately, then all the resources were leveraged, you know, to go so that my family will live on milk and honey, you know, and be able to, you know, affect the kingdom, you know, essentially from that. But if I do, you know, it's kind of like, from my standpoint, the best of both worlds. That's
sure.
Why they call it a hybrid, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, a hybrid is mixing two things together and making one. And a life insurance, long-term care hybrid was really created by the same kind of tax legislation. I mean, it was created by the life insurance companies, but it was made possible by that you can get these long-term care payments out of a life insurance death benefit. They're tax-free.
But say somebody doesn't have children, or say their values are different than my values, and they want their church to receive the maximum benefit of all their resources, how does that change things?
Well, they can still, I mean, they probably more than the people with children, they need the long-term care benefit. So a lot of those folks end up buying long-term care insurance straight up because they really have no need for a payment at their death, or at least they think. For people who plan to and want to leave money to the church, which a lot of people with kids and without kids want to leave some of their money to the church, you can set up one of these life insurance policies where the church or the missions or a mixture of missions are the beneficiary. And a beneficiary has no rights to anything until you're gone. So that life insurance policy is owned by you, and it has a long-term care benefit. So you keep the money, you have it there, it's available to pay for your long-term care, and then if you pass away without using it or using all of it, then the remainder goes to all the beneficiaries that are listed.
Right. So God's Secure Act right? Like, the beautiful thing is that he gave us all free will to sit there and go, well, these are our values. Mm-hmm. And this is the footprint that I want to leave, you know, in my legacy financially for my family and for those things. One of the things that we keep coming back to, I think, that you really have taught me is the how critical it is to know who your beneficiaries are on your IRAs, on your life insurance policies, on all these different things, and check those regularly, especially now with the SECURE Act.
Absolutely. Ed Slott brings this up in every meeting several times, and I write it down every time he brings it up, and I bring it up with every client that comes into my office. Okay? Let's get out the policies. Let's look at it. Let's just not assume things, because it just... I could tell stories all day about some of the stuff that people discovered because I insisted upon it.
Of course, today's show, Life Insurance and Estate Planning, it's right there at cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide. Just put it cardinalguide.com. You can get the chapter on life insurance and estate planning for free. Just download the PDF, or you can email Hans. Tell him you want the whole book, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. I mean, how fun to be able to, you know, see and just talk about. You know, bring it out in the open. What do I want my kids' inheritance to look like? You know, that's something I really hadn't, you know. So something to talk about with your family. Thanks, Hans.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.